You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We ate good this weekend. You're a chubby muffin. Good. You are a chubby muffin.
Man, after this weekend.
I actually posted,
I do know what got into me.
Ribs, a lot of meat.
Waffles, pizza.
Pizza, yeah. Twice. He had pizza.
That's what
twice.
When you listen, a lot of people understand when you travel to visit family,
yeah,
it almost always seems to revolve around food.
Oh,
for
yeah,
some
that's
reason.
All you do. I don't know what my excuse is. I had cinnamon chip pancakes then. Oh, yeah. Speaking of food, I posted a picture on my Instagram over the week, and I was doing a quick shopping trip in Walmart, and I went down one of the Christmas aisles because I needed some lights. Mm-hmm. And there on the shelf was a package of cookies, like some Keebler cookies that somebody had ripped open, eaten about five or six of them, and just dumped the evidence. that was the funniest thing.
That person.
That guy, you know?
You know, there is surveillance camera footage. They could find who that person was easy
enough. I gotta take a picture of this. Who does that?
God.
I guess if you're hangry, you know.
The other day, there's a website that put together a list. The headline for the list was things that are universally hated by everyone.
Yes.
They had like more than 60 things on there. We picked a couple of them out. We were laughing about it on Thursday. And we thought, you know, we need to make this a full-blown segment on our show. The world is such a divided place. Nobody can seem to agree on anything. But maybe, just maybe, we can agree on the things that we all hate.
Absolutely, man.
Just a couple of examples, and we'll talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
Loud chewing.
Oh, my God. I can't even.
Now, so the,
I can't even.
There can't be somebody out there who goes, oh, no, I like it when the person I'm eating with is a loud chewer. No, I mean, nobody says that. So
we're trying to teach Reed right now, my son, to just be quiet because he is a... When he's sitting there at the table eating, I'm like, buddy, will you close your mouth? You're rude. Maybe it's a kid thing. I don't know. But my mom does it, too, when I'm on the phone with her.
Ugh. Stop it, Danny.
I got to let you go.
They put on this list people who clip their nails in public. But
who does that?
I don't really see people doing that.
No.
I did see it one time. I saw... Okay, so one time at a light rail station, I did see somebody with their flip-flops kicked off, and they were trimming their toenails, waiting for the train. I did see that one time, so...
Do you go outside to clip your nails?
I have in the past.
I try to make my way outside to do it, because I just... They fling, you know, and then you gotta start... I don't want them on the bathroom floor, and they kind of... It's pretty gross.
So you've got nail remnants mixed in with your...
Yeah,
lawn.
So I'll go, you know, sit on the back patio and...
How long does it take a human nail to decompose?
I don't know. Isn't there also... I don't know if this is true or not. It might be one of those things that your dad tells you growing up, but my dad told me that if you bite your nails and swallow them, that they don't digest. So like people will have to go in for surgery and their stomach will be full of nails, as in from your fingers. So I don't know if that's true or not.
Okay, so there's a the headline is, can you compost nail clippings? Now, again, this is the internet, so take it with, you know, a large grain of salt. With the typical exposure of fingernails to heat and moisture, it can take between 5 and 40 years before the nails completely decompose. However, if the nails are kept in a cool and dry place, they can last for as long as 1,000 years.
What? So then is that stomach thing true? Do a quick Google on that.
Well, no, because they'll pass through your system.
Or do they just sit in there and fester?
They don't sit. There's no reason why they sit in there. That's like the whole thing with like grandparents telling you about gum and something. There's no reason for anything just to stay there. It's not like things in your stomach get to choose whether they want to. Hey, you guys go ahead.
We got
to
hang out for a while.
I'm just going to hang here for a little while.
We are not breaking down like we should.
That doesn't happen with gum or fingernails in your stomach. They don't say, yeah, you go ahead.
Okay,
play
well, then
through.
When it passes and comes out, do you have nails in your, you know, ew.
I would imagine.
You have fingernails in it.
But decomposing
Ouch.
Out in the natural world versus within all your stomach
in my
acid.
Gut.
Ugh, God. And then there's a story, are fingernails good for plants? So you might be doing your lawn quite the service.
I got to tell you, it's still, you know, bright and green right now.
Fingernails can benefit your plants. However, it's not going to have a huge impact on them like other fertilizers will, but like everything in the body, fingernails are biodegradable.
Okay.
And
right.
Nail clippings are keratin. Keratin is a fibrous protein.
I love keratin.
Also found in your hair and skin, and it will break down in the soil, and microorganisms can consume the nails and turn them into usable nutrients. So you going outside to trim your nails is actually a good thing for the plant life.
Golf courses, give me a call. I'll donate. I have some. I made three on my list. Universal things that are universally hated. Here in Colorado, mountain traffic. That's got to be a biggie.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Number two, stickers that peel off easily for like 80% of the way, and then that last 20%, you know, it just stays on there like concrete.
Yes.
On whatever you're, like a candle or whatever. And then the third thing, the plain white tees. Don't you dare play Hey There, Delilah. Don't you do it. Don't do it, Dom. Dom. Ah, it's not even in the system, is it? Oh, there it is. Oh, come on, man. That's coming out in my stool.
Every time you get on my nerves, I'm just going to play.
Just kidding. Universally hated, Dom. I hope Steve Marshall's not listening. He loves that song.
He's asleep. When you irk me about something, I'm going to say, oh, yeah?
Well,
hey there, Delilah.
Barf.
Well, you're taking it too far now.
Uh-uh.
You're going to
No, I am not.
We can make fun of songs without saying that you want to barf when you hear them. That's you don't have to go that far. It's not necessary.
All right, what else? Do you have any of your own?
Let me show you how to do it in a subtle way.
Yeah. Do you have any of your own?
No, I've just been loving this whole list. It says on here, drivers who don't use turn signals. I don't believe that is universally hated, because if it was, you wouldn't have so many millions of people who don't use turn signals. So it's obviously not universally hated.
Right, right.
Right?
Tamara just wrote in on Facebook, I love this one. God, I complained to my wife about this when I'm just looking for a recipe. Tamara says, huge lifelong blog posts when you're just trying to look up a simple recipe for cookies.
Right.
Yes, yes, all day long. I don't need your life story about how your grandma left you these cookies and how you were raised by these cookies. Give me the recipe. I don't need your life story for chocolate chip cookies.
That is
God, funny. I hate that.
Hey, we've got some. Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. The thing is, they have to be universally hated. So this can't just be your pet peeve.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this bothers me. We're not doing pet peeves. We're doing things that you can recognize everyone on the planet dislikes.
Like touching raw chicken. Do you know anybody that was like, oh, hand me that raw chicken. I love holding that. Give me that chicken breast.
I'm going to use it like a cold compress on my face.
Yeah, nobody likes that.
So we're going to take a quick call. We won't have time to get to all the calls. We're going to try to slip in at least this one. Hi, Tivery. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, thanks, guys.
What is universally hated?
Okay, just chewing with your mouth open and smacking your food.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about
we did talk
chewers.
About that.
We
yeah.
covered that one.
Is that you?
Oh, darn it. No, that's my biggest pet peeve. Sorry, I must have missed it. My
no
bad.
No, you're fine.
No worries.
Are you a loud eater, though?
I really hate it, then.
Are you a loud
no,
eater?
Good. Absolutely not.
Good.
I hate it so much that I definitely make sure that I don't.
I'm
and
very
I have
conscious.
Friends that I know not to eat around.
Well.
I know that they're loud.
Right.
Why don't you just
do
tell them to
about those people.
Tell them to stop it.
I just slap him in the face real quick.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jeremy is living with one because his son eats that way.
But he's
so.
10, so.
Yeah, kids, but you know, like if a baby does it, it's kind of cute. But at a certain age, you're like, all right.
Enough. Enough, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You're delightful and charming. I hope you have a great day.
Oh, thanks. That's a good start to my day. So you guys take care.
Oh, you too.
Well.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you, Tivery. There was a on this list that they posted online, there's one that I really like. It's this. It's people who tap pens.
Oh, the nervous
and there's
tap.
The funny thing about the pen tap or is that when you're there's some psych and there I think there was a psychological study done about this that if you're doing it it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. If somebody else is doing it, it drives you crazy.
Yeah, because you're keeping the beat in your head to something.
Yeah, you're in control.
You're thinking.
So we like doing it ourselves, but we hate it when other people do it.
Franklin wrote in on Facebook, universally hated, wet socks or wet jeans.
Yes. Wet socks.
Wet and wet jeans that stick
to
you.
That's so good.
Chard, probably you misspelled that. I think it should have been Chad. Anyway, Chard said, videos that are recorded vertically.
Yeah, but that's the
that's
thing,
a pet peeve.
Though.
I mean, but I hate that.
No,
though.
But that's, I mean, like TikTok and everything. That's all how you do is it. Vertical. How you do it's it. How you do it these days. You got to get with the times, man.
Gabby said, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you want to go back to sleep, but you have to pee. So true.
Are you still having that prostate issue?
I don't have a prostate issue.
You said you had to pee like six times.
No, I had it popped.
Something?
I popped it. Ron says slideshows on the internet. Just let me read the article. Yes. Like if you click on, you know, the 50 best dressed celebrities and you're just wanting one page of pictures, you want to scroll and it's like 50 individual slideshows.
And sometimes when they do that, every third or fourth one is an ad.
Yes. And you're like,
I agree. Slideshows
yes, Ron.
Online suck.
That's a good one. Do you have any? I got a couple more if you don't have any.
Oh, there's this list of 1,000. What else? Some more you've got?
This is from Darren. Semi-truck drivers that cut over into the left lane while you're doing 90 and you got to slam your brakes to 45. Yeah, but come on. They're delivering your toilet paper. Shut up, Darren.
I kind of feel for those guys because if they never get over, they won't be able to pass the other slow trucks.
Right.
But I do agree. Now, I did tell you about this. During that trip a couple of years ago where there were a couple of semi drivers who got side by side and they just took up both lanes on
that's
the highway
a jerk
and
move.
They stayed that way for like 10 miles.
They were cracking up probably.
And you know they were looking back and forth at each other just laughing and yucking it up. Somebody must have really pissed them off because they just got side by side and did 10 miles
that's
at about
jerk,
5 miles
man.
Under the speed limit.
That's when you got to do some fast and furious moves and cut underneath them and
yeah, right. Get on the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Somebody listed pushy salespeople like at the mall when you're just walking through the mall and
yes.
the people at the kiosk are trying to, "Hey, come over here. Let me talk to you about this face cream."
I caught a woman so off guard yesterday at Target because now they're doing this thing there in their electronics section where they have the actual phone providers there. You know, "Hey, real quick, who's your phone provider? You know, we have exclusive discount, blah, blah." Anyway, we're all walking through, and she stepped out in front of us and said, "Hey, who's your phone provider?" And I go, "Oh, we don't believe in using cell phones." And we kept walking, and she didn't know what to say. She was like, And then she hollered something as we walked by, like, "Yeah, we'll see you back in 96. Something, you know.
Burn.
Like a last minute burn, you
burn.
Know? All right, okay.
And you see what was actually this was coming up right now?
Come on.
I kid you not. Steve, suddenly Steve put it in for you.